Let's see. Where's my little thing that I observe to see if it's working? Okay, now you need to talk and remember to not move too far away from it. Archives of American Art, Smithsonian Institution, an interview with Eleanor Dickinson at the artist's studio in her home in San Francisco on Broderick Street. The date, it's October 25, 2000. The interviewer for the archives, Paul Carlstrom, and we are going to do a short interview today, which is really a prelude to a more substantial investigation of your career and of your art. This interview will be focused on a subject that's near and dear to you. You've been working on it as a practitioner, as an artist who teaches figure drawing, life drawing, and also as a sort of documentarian, because you've done a series of interviews with artists. The topic, artists and models. This is a series that is ongoing through the West Coast Regional Center of the Archives of American Art. And so I'd like to talk with you specifically about this today. We'll save your life and bio and background for another time. So that's by way of introducing this tape, Tape 1, Side A of a Session 1 with Eleanor Dickinson. Well, we've had an interesting time this morning going into your files and looking at all these photographs from all these sessions and looking at some of your videos with the models. And I guess I would like to know how you came to this subject. You are fundamentally a realist figurative artist. You've taught many years. You teach currently at California College of Arts and Crafts in Oakland and San Francisco now. I associate you with the human figure, and I realize that's not all you're involved
that's
with.
That's pretty accurate.
Oh, okay. Well, why don't you tell me just how this came about, and perhaps in some specific way, what that means to you, the figure, the human figure, and your interest then in the models as well as people. What does it mean?
Well, I've always been interested in ecstatic subjects and always the figure. I simply have never been particularly interested in landscape or abstracts or still life or anything like that, any of the usual things. And I'm particularly interested in ecstatic moments where there's some heightened emotion. Wittgenstein said that the human body is the best image of the human soul, and that has always seemed very accurate to me, that when I'm drawing, I become the person I'm drawing, and I simply am not interested in the exact relationship of line to plane. I think you have to know your craft and then go beyond it, and I get very involved in the personality of whoever it is I'm drawing. Not necessarily their entire life, but at least for the time that they're in the studio. It's a sort of a performance on their part. And the interaction between the artist and the model, I think, is really quite critical. I think it's very important to all of us, and it's under-recognized. People are quite used to thinking about the foundryman as an important part of the sculptor's work, or the printmaker, the master printer, is important for the printmaker. But they don't realize quite how important the model is to the artist. With many of these models, I've been drawing them 20, 25, 30 years, and that's an important relationship to me.
Mm-hmm.
And although in the tapes, the models sometimes say that the model is 80% of the creativity that goes into a work of art. I certainly don't think it's that high, but I do think it's collaborative. In many cases, I will write down what the model says and use that as titling for the work.
Which was the model who said that? When we were watching the video, and I perked up.
Oh, that was Debbie Mandel.